Dr. Seuss, the best-selling children's author in the world, finally has his own museum, curated in part by his own children. Theodore Seuss Geisel died in 1991. Now his hometown of Springfield, Massachusetts, is letting visitors learn about the life of the man who wrote the stories. Charlene Scott of New England Public Radio has more.
Dr. Seuss's new home is in what used to be the Connecticut Valley Historical Society. Inside, the walls are alive with the colors and characters that filled his pages. Horton the elephant studies the Who sitting on his trunk. The Cat in the Hat balances a number of objects on his paws and tail. And rushing down the stairs with a plate of green eggs and ham is Sam I Am.
Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam I Am.
In Seuss's boyhood bedroom, which has been recreated, children can draw on a touch screen, mimicking artwork done on the walls by the young Seuss and his sister Marnie.
Wait, Pawn, we need the tail. I see the tail.
You need the tail?
Yeah.
John Simpson designed the exhibition and created the murals and wall drawings.
I tried to show how these little family experiences contributed to his imagination. So his relationship with his sister Marnie, and then his relationship with his mother with the bakery, which is downtown here. And then with his father fishing at McGilligan's pool.
Family played a major role in the creation of the new museum, starting in 2002 with a memorial sculpture garden full of favorite Seuss characters. The author's stepdaughter, sculptor Lark Gray Diamond Cates, says she and her husband spent 6.5 years working on the garden. So she says she was not happy with the public reaction on opening day.
I stood there and I watched children and adults road test the hell out of that memorial. They were pulling on posies, they were climbing up on Horton's head, swinging from the fork in green eggs and ham. But all these years later, the memorial has survived all of that love and attention. It looks pretty good.
Kids are still crawling all over the statues. Cates and her sister have made significant contributions to the new museum. Lee Gray Diamond says she just about emptied out her own house in order to recreate the rooms where her stepfather spent most of his time.
This is his chair. He would lean back in the chair, and he would look at what he was doing. The room is lined with bulletin boards, and he would paste out the book on pale yellow paper, and he would work the room over and over, and then he'd kick back in his chair with his feet up, and then he would throw the chair forward, his hair would come forward, and he'd be working at the desk.
Until 5 p.m., when Diamond says her stepfather would have a gin and tonic, complete with a kumquat from the yard. The two stepdaughters have also contributed drawings, photographs, and personal notes that have never been seen by the public.
He would drop little notes on your bed or put them in your coat pocket.
Ted Geisel began his artistic career as an illustrator and cartoonist. During World War II, he published some anti-Japanese cartoons, which are not on display here. That's drawn fire from critics who say the museum has a responsibility to tell the whole story. But Diamond points out her stepfather eventually renounced the cartoons.
Of course he evolved and changed. I'm very careful not to put words in his mouth, but the man I knew did not have any type of racism or prejudice. We never heard any type of talk, ever.
But Diamond says the family did hear his opinions about social and political issues, which he often included in his books. Yertle the Turtle is an allegory about Hitler. The Lorax focuses on the environment.
Mister, he said with a sawdusty sneeze. I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees.
In addition to selling more than 6 million books, Dr. Seuss saw his work produced on television, in feature films, and on Broadway. Now, 16 years after his death, he has his own museum. And Diamond says he would have loved it.
He would be absolutely at ease here. And to know that he's going to be here permanently, safe, protected, it's perfect.
Or, as Dr. Seuss might have said,
that is super stupendous, stupendous, stuorous.
For NPR News, I'm Charlene Scott in Springfield, Massachusetts.